advancing pleasure. This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
But Zach Johnson, the unheralded Iowan, is the winner at Augusta.
Even in this weather, I got a tingle. It's a little tingle. Well, thank you, thank you. Doug and Daddy Show. Thank you very much. Doug and Daddy Show on a Masters Thursday.
And this to go, 7 under par.
I thought Jack was going to win the par 3 contest yesterday, starting birdie, birdie. How about a birdie from Jack?
This is for sole possession of the lead. Maybe. Yes, sir!
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. We will go to Augusta in just a few minutes and catch up with Jason Sobel of ESPN.com as round one of the Masters is underway, and befitting of the weather here in central Nebraska, I hope you are able to enjoy it, whether it is on your computer, whether it is at home this afternoon, or whether you have to watch the replays tonight, the Masters. If you are even just a general golf fan and watch any golf at all, this is the fun time of the year. Whatever the major is, it's always fun to watch, but Masters is number one. I like watching the British Open because it's on early in the morning. When we are here doing our work and getting a lot of things going on. But the Masters is it. The U.S. Open sometimes is just too darn hard. And it's on during the College World Series and Father's Day and all that. And maybe you want to get out and golf yourself. I think maybe that's the big deal. The other three, you're either out golfing, fishing, playing softball, working in the yard, out with the kids at a baseball tournament. Doesn't matter what it is. But I think a lot of people still at this time of the year can enjoy the Masters. Doug and Daddy Show on this Thursday. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, still on vacation. Evidently, he's needing more sun. Derek Stenson doing the producing here today. Derek, any word from the big fella yet?
I haven't heard from him, but I know there's more oxygen in the room for us. So that's a lot more, actually. So that's good. But no word from the big fella yet. I'm sure he's hanging on a beach somewhere right now with a lot better weather than we have.
Boy, that's probably, I'll tell you what, if Daddy jumped in the ocean, that might have something to do with this front that is moving through our area right now. Why would the Kearney Bearcat bus be driving by our studio right now?
I don't know.
Everything's like postponed and canceled today. So we'll let you in on that. Adams Central Track, Wood River, Kearney Golf, a postponed, Kearney Soccer postponed. So all of that, Kearney Boys track was supposed to go to Columbus. That's postponed until Monday. So we're just glad that we can sit back and talk a little sports with you. We will be talking Major League Baseball. Oh, and yes, you know what we get to do today, Derek?
Ooh, fantasy baseball.
Fantasy baseball.
Yes.
Joe DeMeo, Fantasy Player's Edge at the end of the show. But you know what else we get to do today?
What's that?
Royals won.
Oh, they did.
Well, Royals are 1-1, people. And Jason Sobel from ESPN.com. Check out his blog. He thinks Tiger is going to win it. But the Royals getting a win last night, and I guess doing it with pitching. A great job last night by Zach Greinke in the 2-0 shutout of the Chicago White Sox. Game 3 of that series is coming up at 1:05, our pregame at 12:30. It's a busy day here on ESPN. We will break in and give you some Masters updates during the Royals game and during NCAA hockey. The Frozen Four gets underway with semifinal action a little after 4 o'clock this afternoon. But Royals 2, White Sox nothing.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way at, way at, way at,
hello.
Way at. There you go, there you go.
2009 inaugural peanut butter jelly.
Do the peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
I am expecting more peanut butter jellies this year than ever before on the Doug and Daddy Show. For those of you new or who have not picked up our show since last October, peanut butter jelly, our theme song, which we are sure by the time the Royals get on a run, it's starting to spread. I know it is because places we go either hate peanut butter jelly or, for the most part, love peanut butter jelly because they know that's a Royals win. I expect that to be playing at the new Kauffman Stadium by the end of the year after a Royals victory. I'm telling you, if we go to the playoffs, we've got it. We're pointing it right there. It's because of peanut butter jelly.
It'll be the Go Cubs Go of the of Kauffman Stadium.
See, we're not even, you know, Royals playoffs, Cubs, who knows, but 2-1 Cubs. Congratulations, Cubs. Maybe later in the show, Derek will play a little Go Cubs Go. But right now, let's go to the Masters leaderboard. Ross Fisher got off to a good start. 4-under through 8. One of those rookies. He's still 4-under through 13. Tim Clark, he won the par 3 contest yesterday. No par 3 winner has ever won the Masters tournament in the same year. And Clark is 3-under through 14. A name that has struggled. Shingo Katayama with the funny cowboy hat. That's how you'll remember this young man. 2-under through 8. Bernhard Langer, I don't know how the hell he does it, but all the time. I didn't take him in any pool. I don't know why. You should just circle Langer. You should circle Woods. You should circle Olathabel because, you know, it's just that's just the way it's going to be. It's just the way it's going to be. Langer, Angel Cabrera, and Larry Mize at 2-under. Always one of those former champions hangs on that front page of the leaderboard and maybe is there at the end of the day. Greg Norman is at 1-under par right now. Miguel Angel Jimenez is at 1-under par today. Priyad Marksingh, who had the worst score of the non-winners in the Masters last year in W. Deed, he's 1-under. So there you go. Phil Mickelson even. Padraig Harrington 1-under through 6. Furyk 1-under through 4. Tiger Woods tees off later today. Sergio Garcia even through 4. Any surprises, Derek? Who was your official pick? I guess we were supposed to do that. I'm taking Tiger versus the field, and Jason Sobel will join us here in just a couple of minutes. I think he's on the same bandwagon. Who did you like?
I would obviously I like Tiger, but outside of Tiger, I think Kenny Perry would have a great shot. You know, I like Rory McIlroy, too. He's a young kid. I think he's only 17, 18, he's been on a tear lately. I like those two guys.
What did I do? I had like a 10 billion sheets sitting here. We can play a little game of ups, down. I think Kenny Perry misses the cut. I think Kenny Perry misses the cut. I've heard his name out there. I like your Rory McIlroy. I kind of think Zach Johnson's going to hang around. And again, you can give a thumb up or a thumb down to any of those, Derek. I think he's going to hang around. I like Jeev Milka Singh, even though he's playing with Tiger. He's going to be my dark horse in there. Adam Scott, Danny Lee, Trevor Immelman. Will any of them make the cut? Danny Lee, the amateur, who Johnny Miller said, if I had 100-1 on him, I might lay some odds because he goes, I think Danny Lee has the game that could win, not contend, win.
And this is the guy who's going to turn pro after the Masters, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
Wow.
Can Brant Snedeker repeat what he did last year? Paul Casey, a lot of people love Paul Casey. I think Paul Casey will be around.
Maybe Nick Watney. Nick Watney's a name that's been thrown around as well. He could be up there.
And if Boo Weekly gets the mental part of his game to go with the actual length of his game, I think, remember, Boo Weekly and Bubba Watson were both in the top 20 last year.
Yeah, they were.
Long hitter, the llama. I think Boo could make it in. Maybe. I like Sean O'Hare. I like the way, even though he collapsed a little bit against Tiger, I like him as somebody that might be able to do something. Harrington, I think he hangs around. I'm not on the Jeff Ogilvie bandwagon with everybody else this week. I don't think Ernie Els is going to be a player in this either. Vijay Singh, I never know. Vijay will probably be around just to tick people off.
You gotta love VJ though. He puts in so much work, and he may be an a-hole of sorts, but he puts in his work on the range. And hey, he's I actually like the guys as a player.
So. Can you check out and see where Justin Rose is? Because I kind of thought maybe Justin would do something, and he's one under through six. Sweet, I like that. Justin Rose one under through six. So I sure appreciate Justin doing what he has to do. We're going to take an early break here on the Doug and Daddy Show because Jason Sobel from ESPN.com is set to join us from Augusta right after this on ESPN Radio.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Daddy Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Congratulations. You've decided this is the year for that new home or for that new camper. Well, we got you covered. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers with six new Nebraska-built tough Bonneville homes like the Jacksonville with exterior beauty and interior elegance. Or if camping is your choice, look at our choice. Over 40 name-brand campers from fold-downs to 37-foot fifth wheels. Yep, we got you covered. A new home or a new or used camper. Both on West Highway 30 in Grand Island. Eagle Crest, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
If anxiety or outright fear of dentists has caused you to avoid proper dental care and your smile has fallen into a state of long-term neglect, our team is here to help you. I'm Dr. Michael Bryson with Metalark Dental Associates and have served the Tri-City area for 30 years. Sedation dentistry is good news. With sedation dentistry, proven procedures can be performed as you relax in comfort. We can accomplish more in a single visit, reducing the number of appointments needed to restore your smile. Don't let anxieties and fears about a dental appointment keep you from achieving good dental health and a spectacular smile.
For more about Dr. Michael Bryson's sedation dentistry, log on to MeadowlarkDental.com, MeadowlarkDental.com, or call for an appointment at 308-234-3668. 308-234-3668. Do it today for a brighter smile tomorrow.
Stafford on a loose puck, throws it to Zajac in front, score!
Another major college championship comes to ESPN Radio Superstation this afternoon. The NCAA Frozen Four.
Backlash is there to the right point, shot through traffic, score!
Miami and Bemidji State, 3:45. Boston and Vermont at 7:15. The championship Saturday at 5:45.
Power play goal, a brilliant rush by Matt Carr.
Where champions are crowned. ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Your home is your most valuable asset, and you should have insurance protection to match. Farmers Union Insurance has an expanded homeowner's policy to offer such extras as lock replacement if you lose your keys, and increased limits for theft of your credit or debit card, and forgery. This policy even has built-in identity theft resolution to help restore your good name and financial records should you become a victim. Visit Farmers Union Insurance agent Tad Adil in Kearney for the home insurance protection and financial security you need.
We'll see cloudy conditions across the area today with a good chance for some rain showers developing with a high temperature in the upper 40s. Winds will also stay gusty out of the east-northeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour. We'll see some rain showers tonight, which may mix in with some wet snow at times before ending with a low near 32. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Jason Sobel from ESPN.com, just about ready to go here. Hey, the UNK and Hastings College baseball teams are going to battle again. Lopers will host Hastings in a single nine-inning game next Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Next Wednesday at 6 o'clock, Hastings at UNK. Hopefully we'll have a beautiful night for that. Well, the Ace Hardware and Toro Bull or No Bull email Let's take a look right here at the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We've been talking Storm hockey a lot here lately, and that's where this question goes. It says, I've got an interesting question. Speaking of players and talent, do you guys think we'll ever see a local player on the Storm? And I think by local, he means right here because, Derek, you know a little bit more about the junior program, I think, than I do. A lot of people don't even know that that junior program exists, but a lot of those players, are they even from this immediate area?
Oh, yeah, a lot of them are from, there's a lot from Kearney and from the Tri-Cities area that play, a lot of high school-aged kids from freshmen on up, you know, sophomores, juniors, seniors. As far as maybe seeing one of them play for the Storm one day, I think maybe down the line at some point, maybe when we get a few more years under our belt and get maybe a few more people interested in hockey in the area, get a few more kids playing, and as they play, you know, they'll progress. The talent will get better. The talent around them will get better. The competition will get better, and so on. I think maybe in a few years we'll see maybe a player or two from the local area. But with so much talent, I mean, you know, hockey country up north, a lot of hockey out east as well. That's hockey country. So I think we'll still see a lot of talent coming from there.
So you're saying no bull?
No bull.
No bull, that eventually we will see a local talent playing for the Tri-City Storm. I think if there's anyone that ever gets kind of close, there'll probably be a little more leeway with having a local kid play. But I think you're exactly right. If the Storm stays here for, what do you think, 8-10 years?
Oh, yeah.
And we're probably talking to somebody that's not even in the system yet, but someday will be. I tend to agree with you on that. Someday, I think we will. I don't know how many Lincoln and Omaha kids have ever played for Lincoln and Omaha, though, or how many Des Moines kids have ever played for Des Moines. I'm sure when you get to Chicago and in the Fargo area and Indianapolis and things like that, that's a little more apt to happen. But let's face it, most of the rosters, if you go to the USHL.com, check out rosters and where these kids are from, it's not what we refer to as the Midwest.
No, but it's a lot of places, you know, where they have hockey rinks all everywhere, all year round. They can skate all year round, play hockey all year round here. You know, heck, you know, we got 6-, 7-, 8-year-old kids out there that might be just learning to skate, maybe getting proficient at skating at this point. When 10 years down the line, they might have the skills as a hockey player to go ahead and advance and play in the USHL.
Well, the Masters is ready to get things going, and of course, everyone interested this time of the year, and in Nebraska, we just want to see nice weather, and we've been fortunate enough to get the sticks out here a couple of times this week. Now it's time to sit back and watch how the pros do it and watch all the pageantry that is the Masters and see if we can get one of the top five players in the world to win it this year, or will it be a quote unknown. And to help us out from ESPN.com, one of the expert writers for ESPN Golf is Jason Sobel, joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jason, thanks for the time. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thanks very much. I'm sitting here at the Augusta National Golf Club. I got a green wrapper egg salad sandwich sitting in front of me, and life couldn't be much better.
Well, we talked with some folks from time to time that have attended the Masters as viewers, as workers, and then, of course, when you have to cover the event, you have to put some work in. How much time do you get to actually enjoy your surroundings?
It's interesting. Yesterday, I wound up having about 3 or 4 hours of time to just wander around the course and kind of enjoy it and relax and, you know, calm before the storm a little bit. I haven't had that in the past. In the past, I've had so much work to do that it was always go, 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 and never stray too far from the computer. And, you know, if it was out to the course, it was to do some interviews and see what was going on and right back in. Yesterday was one of the first times ever that I actually walked the course just for fun and just kind of hung out a little bit. So I enjoyed that, and I got to be a fan a little bit before going back to my role as blogger and journalist and everything else.
Speaking of storm, Jason, the weather earlier in the week at Augusta wasn't all that nice, but it looks like for the first time in a few years, we should have four pretty good days here, and that shouldn't be a factor in the scoring.
No, from everything I hear, it's supposed to be 75 and sunny by the time we get to Thursday's first round. May get some rain on Friday, and then beautiful outlook for the weekend. And again, I've seen too many of these weather reports in major championship weeks that never really come to fruition. You know, it's supposed to be 75 and sunny, and it winds up 42 and rainy too often. Mother Nature isn't a golf fan, apparently, or she just likes to make the conditions a little tougher for major championship week. So I won't believe it until I see it. But, yeah, we're supposed to have some better weather, and you're right, that's going to help out the scoring a little bit, too.
Jason Sobel from ESPN.com joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Augusta. Jason, let's get right after it here. We start at the top. Tiger Woods is back, but he's only won this event once in the last 6 years. He's everybody's favorite all the time. Where do you put Tiger as he gets ready for this weekend?
Well, he's a prohibitive favorite once again. Before his win at Bay Hill a few weeks ago, he may have been 1A to Phil Mickelson's 1B, and they may have been co-favorites, if you will, just a little bit. You know, after Tiger wins, I think he's firing on all cylinders right now. He's got his mojo back a little bit. Certainly, confidence level is very high right now. He said he feels like he was never away from the game. So he feels like, you know, those 9 months, 8 months away during his knee surgery and recovery and recuperation never happened, and it seems like he's been playing the whole time. So that's a scary proposition for the other players in the field, and I think Tiger Woods is certainly in the best shape going into this thing, and, you know, it's a valid proposition, once again, the Tiger or the field conundrum that we've been talking about for close to a dozen years now, or over a dozen years, and, you know, you wouldn't be crazy to take Tiger over the other 95 guys.
So who does Jason Sobel take, Tiger or the field?
Well, my rankings will be out on ESPN.com within the next couple hours, rank the entire field 1 through 96, and I don't want to give it away, but I'll tell you this much. You don't have to scroll too far to find his name. I'll leave it at that.
Jason, I always find it interesting when the tee times come out and who everybody is paired with. And every once in a while, you got a little pool going on, or you look for somebody off the block, maybe not to win it, but maybe be on the front page of the leaderboard. And I kind of thought Jeev Milka Singh was a guy that's done okay in majors, and now he is paired with Tiger and Stewart Cink. And Tiger never seems to do well on Thursday. Do these two have a chance?
Sure. Yeah, why not? You know, playing with Tiger doesn't necessarily mean that you can't play well. You know, it's just there's no real intimidation factor, I think, for these guys. As long as you can control your nerves, you know, just for playing in the Masters. It doesn't have anything necessarily to do with playing with Tiger or anything else. You know, these guys are going to go out and play their own games. They're veterans. You know, these aren't kids and first-timers who have never played in this before and are going to be paired with Tiger Woods and can't really, you know, deal with the situation. They're veteran players, and sure, I think that, you know, we have every reason to believe that they'll fare very well this week.
Jason Sobel from ESPN.com joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show live from the Masters. And I guess one of the interesting things I saw on your blog this week was all the guys that missed the cut in Houston and maybe got a little extra time to prepare. Singh was one of them. Obviously, Mickelson was one of them. Out of that crew, do you think that is truly going to help them getting a couple extra days?
Yeah, I do think so. You know, as Luke Donald told me a few days ago, it was sort of a blessing in disguise. He was one of the guys that missed the cut as well. You know, they were just dealing with long days because of weather delays. It was very windy in Houston. And, you know, it was just a tough situation to deal with. You're talking about waking up early in the morning and being at the course till, you know, pretty much darkness every day just because you're waiting on those weather delays. And I think that, you know, the guys got out of there probably were pretty happy about it. You know, you never want to miss a cut. You always want to contend for a title. But if you're not going to be up there anyway, the next best thing is to get out of there and get to Augusta National early. And, you know, I saw Phil Mickelson, Luke Donald, a few other guys who had missed the cut in Houston here at the course on Sunday, which was, you know, at least 24 hours earlier than they would have been here if they were still playing in Houston. So I think they're pretty happy with it. You know, like I said, they'd rather be winning a title in Houston, but if they're not going to win anyway and they're not going to be close, they're okay with being here. Like I said, a blessing in disguise.
Jason, the name I'm hearing more than any other besides Tiger is Jeff Ogilvie. Have you jumped on this Ogilvie bandwagon this weekend?
Well, I've been on the Ogilvie bandwagon for about 4 years. I think he's a fantastic player. I think that, you know, he's got all the tools, hits it a long way. You know, really, he's a thinking man's golfer, thinks his way around the golf course. That short game's getting better every day. Yeah, I think he's a very good player. That said, do I see him winning this weekend? You know, not really. But then again, I think he's going to be up there. The guy's got two wins already this year, along with Phil Mickelson, the only two players to have multiple victories on the PGA Tour so far in 2009. And, you know, he's one of the world's best right now. He's number four in the world, and he's certainly far from being a dark horse or a sleeper candidate or anything else, whatever you want to call him. He's one of the best in the world, and he's proved that over the last couple of years.
Just a couple minutes left with Jason Sobel from ESPN.com, obviously covering the Masters. Keep up with his blogs on ESPN.com. Jason, folks are interested in what we would consider the older golfers. Fred Couples, a good week last week. Greg Norman is back at the Masters. Gary Player obviously was an early story that this will be it for him. But of the guys that are 40 or 50, is there anybody that can contend this week?
I think your best choice out of those guys that you mentioned is probably Fred Couples, coming off title contention in Houston, finishing a share of third place after he had three straight bogeys to finish off Sunday's round. He was really right there in the lead for most of the day. That said, that was a lot of golf for Freddie to play, and then making a long trip over here, and then he's got to go through a pretty rigorous week here as well. So, you know, we don't normally see Freddie contend on back-to-back weeks, if at all. So for him to come back after that one and play very well again this week would take a little more than we usually see from him. Then again, experience matters so much here, and you know, this will be his 25th Masters. He's only missed the cut once. That was last year. He made the cut in his first 23 times he started here. So, you know, certainly he knows the course. He knows how to play well here. He knows what it takes, and you know, he's hit the ball well recently. So, you know, if anyone of those kind of, you know, close to 50 guys or over 50 guys, and Freddie's 49 now, will turn 50 in October, I think he's probably got the best shot.
And Jason, Padraig Harrington going for three in a row. This course, some people don't think really sets up for his game. What do you give him as far as his chances?
No, I think the course sets up well for his game. I mean, he's not playing great right now. His best finish so far this year on tour is the tie for 11th at Bay Hill a few weeks ago. But then again, you look at what he's done in recent history. Before the British Open, he had an injured wrist, didn't practice much, almost withdrew, went out and played and won the thing. Before the PGA Championship, a month later, he was talking about having exhaustion, and he was very tired from, you know, everything that kind of came with winning the British Open again, and he won that tournament. So the fact that he's coming in here this week and not exactly in his best form doesn't necessarily mean that he won't win the tournament.
Jason Sobel, one guy from off the path, who's your dark horse that may not necessarily win but could be on the front page of the leaderboard Sunday?
I keep getting asked this question. I'm not sure what constitutes a dark horse anymore. And, you know, there are a few guys I like. Paul Casey is number six in the world. He just won in Houston. He's got three finishes of 11th or better here in four starts at the Masters. Is that a dark horse? I'm not sure. Steve Stricker is number two in scrambling on the PGA Tour. I think that's a very important statistic. Again, he's a top 15, top 20 player in the world. Not sure if he's a dark horse. Luke Donald's another one I really like. He's now 31 years old. He's married. He's kind of ready to get into his golfing peak, I think, a little bit, and he's going to win a major very soon. Again, a top 15, top 20 player in the world. So if these are dark horses, just because their names aren't Tiger and Phil or Padraig, then I guess I'm picking them. If they're not, then I guess I don't have a dark horse for you.
Well, Jason, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Are we going to see a final score that's closer to what Zach Johnson had at one over par, or are we going to be back in that 7-8 under par, or is it even going to be better scoring this week?
I'd say it'll be at least 8 under, which is what Trevor Immelman won with last year. Remember, Trevor Immelman was 11 under, shot 75 in the final round, still won by 3 at 8 under. So I think it's going to be even better. I think it'll be 11 to 12 under, something like that this year. A few more wars on the back nine on Sunday.
Well, I know we don't have to tell you to enjoy the Masters, but do it anyway. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show today.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate you having me on.
Jason Sobel, ESPN.com from the Masters. Round one underway. Not everybody on the course yet. Tiger Woods, Stuart Cink, Jeev Milkasing go at 12:52. The final group is Anthony Kim, Roy McIlroy, and Ishikawa will be going off at that time as well. Defending champion Trevor Immelman is the group right ahead of Tiger Woods, along with Adam Scott and the amateur champ Danny Lee. We will check the Masters leaderboard when we come back right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And now here's another insightful comment from a Doug and Daddy listener.
Sellouts, that's what they are, the dirty sellouts for the almighty dollar.
And that's why you so seldom hear listener comments, solicitations on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hogan's has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need to get you from the off-season to the preseason to the state championship game. With brands like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, and ASICS, our staff can help you maintain that competitive edge. Don't forget, along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Indian Head Golf Course, the first golf course to bring the global positioning system to the Tri-Cities area, presents Demo Day. On April 17th, from 4 to 7 p.m., come to Indian Head Golf Course and hit clubs from the best of Mizuno, Titleist, Cobra, Ping, Cleveland, Callaway, Nike, Tour Edge, and TaylorMade. This is a great opportunity to try the newest and some of the best clubs on the market. Come check out how they can improve your game. For more information, call 308-381-4653. Where the fun begins.
It's true. What you've heard is true. Hot Springs is the Cadillac of spas, and Detterding's is as good as it gets with Hot Springs sales and service. I'm Doug Detterding, and we would love the opportunity to show you our full line of spas. Then watch your reaction when you find we have spas under $4,000. We're Detterding's, 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and just south of Whiskey Creek in Grand Island.
Choose better things at Detterding's. It's a quality of life.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. 22. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see cloudy conditions across the area today with a good chance for some rain showers developing with a high temperature in the upper 40s. Winds will also stay gusty out of the east-northeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour. We'll see some rain showers tonight, which may mix in with some wet snow at times before ending with a low near 32. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
Start spreading the news.
Oh, yeah.
I'm leaving today.
Hi, how you doing? I'm just driving down the road. How's it going?
Part of it.
Yeah.
New York.
You sure are a pleasant New Yorker.
New York.
Get the hell out of the way!
He's back up on his shoes.
Yeah, let Jabba Chamberlain. Are you kidding me? It's just the culture. It is unbelievable, the culture just right here in our United States of America. Jabba professing his love for the Big Apple after the police video, which we told you about yesterday. Go to smokinggun.com and find out more. The police video that surfaced yesterday of his October DUI arrest, where you can hear him talking to the policeman, the state patrolman. You can see him doing his sobriety test, and yes, I did do the finger quote thing. Whatever. Let's kill some time before we haul you off. The video shows Chamberlain. He's criticizing New York motorists and poking fun at Yogi Berra. He said Yogi Berra was short, and he said in Nebraska, people wave at you or will open your door or will let you in, and in New York, you're more likely basically to get the finger, get yelled at, or get ran into. Hey, New York, is it not true?
It is. How
Are you
can
kidding
they get
me?
Mad?
Is it not true?
How can they get mad? You pride yourself on being a tough city. Well, and then somebody points it out and you get all mad. Well, hey, you're not the Heartland, that's for sure.
And Chamberlain said that he's already called Yogi Berra to make sure there were no hard feelings, according to both the Daily News and the New York Post. Oh, my.
Hell, if anybody can take a joke, isn't it Yogi? Come on. I mean, the guy's a comedian himself.
I'm sure the phone conversation went with, Yogi. Yeah, it's Jabba Chamberlain. Jabba who? Jabba the Hutt? What? Chamberlain? Wilt? What? Yeah, Wilt, I remember Chamberlain. Oh, yeah, I remember those times we had back. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we used to rake some, right.
What's your name again?
No, Yogi. Jabba Chamberlain. I pitch for the Yankees, and I'm only 23. Yeah, kid, don't know you. What's up? Oh, nothing. All right.
Nothing.
Thanks.
Yeah, never mind.
You're still short, right? Yeah. Hey, give me a break. Give me a break. And you know what makes it even better? The Yankees lose. Yes. They're 0-2 to the Baltimore Orioles. Maybe next. Maybe you could schedule the Huskers next. Oh, hey, whoa. Huskers trying to snap that six-game losing streak tonight against Texas. Coming up before the end of the show, we've been teaming with Broadfoot Sand and Gravel and Kearney, giving you a chance to watch the Huskers this week. Supposed to be beautiful tomorrow and Saturday. We are going to give you a chance to win a four-pack of tickets to Friday's Nebraska-Texas game, scheduled at 6:05. And again, if they happen to get rained out and have to play a doubleheader this weekend, tickets are still going to be good for the game. So be listening. If you haven't won Husker baseball tickets yet this week, you will be eligible for a family four-pack of club-level tickets. Great seats to Friday's Nebraska-Texas game. Something to get your Easter weekend underway, and that's coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But just wanted to make sure that we obviously got that New York Yankee talk in and Jabba Chamberlain. Yeah, like he did something wrong. If you like softball, there were three games apparently yesterday at Hastings College. The Lady Broncos swept Briar Cliff 3-2 and 2-1. And then apparently a softball game broke out at Duncan Field. York beating Hastings 17-11 in men's baseball.
That's a daddy score right there.
There you go. Yeah, Hastings going to host Dakota Wesleyan, a doubleheader tomorrow. The Lady Broncos are off until the 15th, next Wednesday. Bo Pelini. Not happy after practice yesterday. Snapped at a couple reporters. You know, when Bo wants to make sure that Bo's one of those guys that he wants to make sure that you know he knows he's mad. I mean, it's like flipping a light switch. Okay, I'm going to be pissed today. This is a horrible practice. This is terrible. We didn't progress. It was bad. It's very short post-game press conference or post-practice press conference with Coach Pelini yesterday. Remember, the spring game coming up on April 18th, we have a four-pack of spring game tickets. We are going to be giving those away in the upcoming week for you to go to the spring game on April the 18th. So keep listening for your chance to do that. Because of the weather, we ran down some of the things at the top of the show that are postponed today. They include Adams Central Track. It has been canceled. Columbus Track invite has been rescheduled for Monday. The Kearney boys go to that. Kearney Golf invite has been postponed until May 4th. Wood River Golf invite has been postponed until Monday the 13th. Kearney Soccer at Norfolk been rescheduled for April the 23rd. The Hershey High School Tennis Invitational, which was to be played in North Platte, has now been moved to Kearney. So if your team was playing in the Hershey Tennis Invite, it starts at 2 o'clock today at the Kearney Fairgrounds. Did you get all that?
Got it.
Oh, there's a Loper lunch today, folks. Don't forget that. Loper lunch today, 11:45. We remind you that again. Track, golf, football coach Daryl Morris talk about spring ball, an update on the second annual women's walk, all that, $5 lunch. They start serving at 11:45, speaking at 12 noon. So don't forget, that's what's up for lunch today. And UNK women's soccer head coach Mike Munch has announced the names of 15 current UNK students who will suit up for the Lopers this inaugural fall. Each took part in the tryouts earlier in March, and Munch announced the names of 5 high school seniors, 2 transfers who signed on to play at that time. These 15 players have some area ties. Cassie Altmeyer from Kearney Catholic, Shayla Frost from Kearney High. Got a kid here coming out of Las Vegas, Nevada, Brittany Clark. Maybe she knows Kirk Brooks. Nice. I don't know. Also, Kylie Kossman coming in, went to Kearney High, had been playing at Morningside. From Lexington, Allie Seeberger and Alex Trampy will be coming in to play on the first ever Loper women's soccer team, which begins this fall at UNK. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little baseball. Just around the corner, we will be giving our friend Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com a little talk. It's early on. I'll be interested to see what you look at now that the season has gotten underway if you want to get your fantasy baseball team tweaked. So stay with us. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show, including an update of the Masters leaderboard right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth. Let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often.
If you like auctions because you like to save big money, don't miss Kearney Yamaha's 24th Annual Inventory Reduction Auction Sunday, April 19th. The auction starts at 10 a.m. sharp and will feature over 85 three-wheelers, four-wheelers, motorcycles, and personal watercraft.
This is Craig Stokerbrand at Kearney Yamaha. If you've been to one of our auctions, you already know how much money you can save. Some items sell for as much as $2,000 under regular market prices. Don't miss out on this one-time-a-year opportunity to buy three-wheelers, four-wheelers, motorcycles, and personal watercraft at unbelievably low prices.
You can also bid on thousands of dollars worth of new and used parts and accessories. This year, Kearney Yamaha will also have all of their apparel marked down to incredibly low prices. You can buy t-shirts for as little as $5 and save hundreds of dollars on leather coats and chaps. This money-saving opportunity only happens once a year. Don't miss Kearney Yamaha's annual inventory reduction auction Sunday, April 19th at 10 a.m. sharp in the Kearney Yamaha parking lot.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see cloudy conditions across the area today with a good chance for some rain showers developing with a high temperature in the upper 40s. Winds will also stay gusty out of the east-northeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour. We'll see some rain showers tonight, which may mix in with some wet snow at times before ending with a low near 32. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along. Coming up, Joe DeMeo in just a moment. Talk baseball, fantasy baseball, and all that's going along with that. Again, don't forget Royals baseball, pregame 12:30, first pitch 1:05, followed by the Frozen Four. Bemidji State, one of the schools that played in the CCHA tournament when they hosted that here at the, what was at the time, Kearney Events Center. They are playing in the first game against Miami of Ohio, and then Vermont is in the second game, taking on, was it Boston?
Yes, Boston.
Yeah, that's what Tim Clark has went to 4 under par at the Masters. He is tied for the lead with Ross Fisher, and they're among the early ones out. Clark through 16 and Fisher through 15. So, wow. Always some surprises right out. But Tim Clark in the second group of the day and Ross Fisher in the third group of the day. Then we go to Angel Cabrera, who's just got it to 4 under par through 8.
Is that through 8 cigarettes or 8 holes?
Oh, I was worried. See, I didn't like Cabrera because ever since he quit firing up the heaters, you know, he's not been doing so well. I don't think they let him have heaters there.
Yeah, I don't think they do either. And he did stop smoking on the course, hasn't he? Yeah.
Kevin Sutherland, 3 under. 2 under, Watney, Marcusing, Katayama, Langer, Greg Norman, Henrik Stenson, Larry Mize, Stuart Appleby, Graham McDowell, all at 2 under par. Westwood, Rose, Jimenez, Ogilvy, all at 1 under par, as is Jim Furyk. Mickelson has got it to 1 under par through 7. And Marco Mira got an early birdie. He's 1 under through 2. Vijay Singh and Padraig Harrington just about ready to make the turn. They are at even par. Buffalo Bills running back Marshawn Lynch going to miss the first three games of the regular season after being suspended without pay by the NFL for violating the league's personal conduct policy. The Bills play the opening Monday night game of the year. Good thing they got T.O., Derek.
Wow, yeah, opening up for a primetime game, season opener against the Patriots now without their bruiser of a running back, which means now they're probably going to have to use one of their late-round picks to pick up a running back to help spell Fred Jackson early in the season, so it's not a good situation.
And we'll see how your Buffalo Bills fare out. But you got T.O. So
yes.
T.O., Lee Evans, just throw it up.
He showed up for voluntary workouts. He showed up today for voluntary workouts at Bills camp.
Really?
T.O., yep, he did.
Really?
He did.
Why?
He did.
It's
crazy. Changing. It's changing.
Crazy. By the way, Vince McMahon never did steroids. Also, it looks like it's more than football at Memorial Stadium. Of course, we told you Larry the Cable Guy coming to Memorial Stadium on the 4th of July. How about the World Cup?
to Memorial Stadium. It's among 70 venues under consideration to host World Cup matches in a bid being prepared by U.S. Soccer, the sports governing body in the United States. FIFA calls for each bidding nation to propose a minimum of 12 stadiums, each capable of seating 40,000 or more. Memorial Stadium seats more than 81,000. In 1994, nine U.S. stadiums were used when the United States played host to the World Cup. If the World Cup came to Lincoln, Nebraska, would anybody know?
I would.
You'd go, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. But I see I have an interest in soccer. I grew up overseas, so obviously I like soccer. I enjoy it.
Well, put in, hey, I want Germany to play in Lincoln.
Yes, I would be there. See, absolutely. There I'd be there in my jersey. I have a Germany jersey at home as well. I would show up in that.
And you make fun of Tony. You make fun of Daddy, who's on vacation this week, of course, folks, and we're glad you're along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And on Thursdays here during baseball season, we are pleased to once again get an update from Fantasy Players Edge and Joe DeMeo, who joins us once again with just a couple games, maybe three games for some teams under their belt. Talk about your fantasy football or fantasy baseball team and see how that gets going. And Joe, good morning.
Morning, Doug. How are you? How are things today?
Well, we're glad to have you back with us on today's program, and I want to see where we're at with fantasy baseball. Last week, we were trying to help the folks out that either had just had their draft or hadn't had their draft and where they were going to pick. And as my producer, Derek, says, pretty good idea to have Hanley Ramirez as the number one overall pick. He came out on fire, didn't he?
Yeah, tell Derek that, he's probably listening. Tell Derek he's absolutely right. Hanley is rewarding his owners for that lofty designation as the number one pick in fantasy baseball. It's been a strange week, Doug, an interesting week in that a lot of lesser-known names like Emilio Bonifacio and Mike Fontenot in Chicago, even Felipe Lopez, made big splashes early in the week. And there was a tremendous amount of waiver activity chasing those guys. I'm hardly ever a proponent of that type of managing on a fantasy basis, but Bonifacio represents a real opportunity to get a mountain of steals while not paying too deeply for them. Interestingly enough, Doug, the pitchers this week, especially some studs like Sabathia, Brandon Webb, who, by the way, is going to miss his next start with shoulder stiffness, and Cliff Lee, were among some of the best pitchers in baseball who got pretty well rocked. Danny Herron's another one. The only one I'd worry about in that group, Doug, is Cliff Lee. In 2007, the Indians sent him down to get his mechanics right. He wins a Cy Young last year. He can't get out of his own way in spring training. And he starts off with a five-inning, seven-run, 12-whip effort, Monday. So for Lee owners, don't cut him, but by the same token, you shouldn't put him in your lineup until he proves that he has his mechanics, correctly and organized.
Joey, you bring up the interesting point, and that was one of the questions I wanted to pose to you today. Every owner is different in fantasy baseball. A lot of people like to get you've got two or three different kind of people. I like to be the one that drafts your team and then works with that team and really only go to the waiver wire if somebody has a significant injury. Then you got guys that will drop and add almost on a daily basis. What about how to handle those kind of guys that that go out and in a month here, they're going to have a totally different roster than what they drafted?
Well, let me answer that in the context of the games that are played. There's a rotisserie format, as you know, Doug, and that you play over 162 games, and this head-to-head we play week to week. We compete against each other week to week. In a head-to-head format, I can see a lot of changes. It makes sense to me that you're plugging guys in on travel days, trying to get some extra at-bats. You might stream a pitcher just to try and get some W's and K's. Like I picked up Andy Pettit this morning for a start tomorrow in a league where I'm conceding ERA and WHIP because I had Volquez, Randy Johnson, and Brian Fuentes yesterday, which completely imploded any opportunity I'm going to have to take ERA and WHIP this week. So I decided to just throw caution to the wind, stream as many pitches as I can, try and pick up a W, try to pick up W's and K's, concede ERA and WHIP. Now, in a rotisserie format, to me, it's a whole different world. The last thing I want to do is make all these moves, especially in maximum inning formats. When you start dropping, adding pitchers, streaming pitchers, picking up this guy, dropping this guy, and even exceeding your 162-game limits, I believe that rotisserie is played a different way. I always espouse patience in rotisserie formats and being opportunistic in head-to-head formats. So I hope that kind of answers that question.
Joe, what about the general fan out there? This is one of the, as much as people like to get into fantasy baseball, it is such a long season, and you really have to keep an eye on it more than football, say, or a couple of the other sports out there. If you don't have time to tinker with your roster or even possibly look at your roster every single day, what's your best piece of advice for those fantasy owners?
And Doug, this is a shameless plug, but I would send them to www.fantasyplayersedge.com daily. It's the only site right now that's available to fantasy sports fans, especially specifically baseball players in this season, that in 15 or 20 minutes you can pretty much get everything you need from the point of view who to start, who to sit, and stream spots plays, notable news, injuries, those type of things. And it's designed for someone who only has 15 minutes to dedicate, to 20 minutes to dedicate to fantasy baseball. For the guy who has no time, the gentleman or the gal who has no time, set your rosters early. Set them on Sunday. Make your best guess on when rotations. Starters work on 5 days rest. So if you had a starter start on Friday, one of your starters, let's say it's Chris Carpenter, doesn't matter. Then just count Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. He's coming back on Wednesday, so you make sure he's in your roster on your roster for that Wednesday. He's active as a pitcher or an SP. You can plan ahead if you don't have the time by counting down pitchers and then going through each day, especially Mondays or Tuesdays and Thursdays, which are travel days, to see which of your starters are traveling that day and which of your bench guys have to be put in. You can in fantasy baseball, set your roster for an entire week ahead of time just by doing some simple math. If you go to this site, again, I keep doing this, but there's also two-star pitchers on there, and there's also teams on there that are playing seven games, six games, five. So I'll tell you the Dodgers are playing seven games this week. So you make sure you get all your Dodgers in the lineup if you have to set your lineup on Sunday. So it's those type of things that I think you can do if you don't have a lot of time but still want to play the game effectively. You still want to play the game to win.
Joe, great advice. We appreciate talking with you again. We'll catch up with you again next Thursday, and I know it's going to get a lot more exciting when we finally get a couple starts, a couple three starts for each pitcher and some at-bats to get some trends going here. And again, folks, that's fantasyplayersedge.com. Joe DiMaio joins us every Thursday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, best of luck, buddy.
Thanks. Same to you this week. We'll catch up next week. Thanks a lot, Doug.
Thanks, Joe. Joe DiMaio joining us from Fantasy Players Edge here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We take a look at, of course, the breaking news and with our coverage of Royals baseball this afternoon and the NCAA Frozen Four hockey. They'll be talking about this a lot, but Los Angeles Angels rookie pitcher Nick Adenhart dying overnight in a hit-and-run car crash, reportedly. Somebody runs a red light and kills all three in the car. Just a tragic deal.
Apparently
a rookie makes his first start last night.
Apparently one more in intensive care, I guess. Four people in that car and three of them were killed. So a tragic, tragic incident there this morning.
Well, let's try and make somebody happy here. Let's give away a family four-pack of Nebraska, Texas baseball tickets, club level, tomorrow night, Friday night, 6:05. First pitch at Haymarket Park. If you have not won already, you are eligible. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Going into this week with a record of 23-5, who is Baseball America's number one team in the country? Who is the number one team in collegiate baseball according to Baseball America with a record of 23-5 entering this week? They were the new number one team in the country, replacing Cal State Fullerton, Augie Garrido's old team. Who is the number one team? It is not a Big 12 team. Number five is UC Irvine. Number four is North Carolina. Number three is Rice. Number two is LSU, who is number one in the country. First correct caller will pick up that four-pack of tickets to see Nebraska and Texas tomorrow night, and that gets going at 6:05. If you can't make the game, it's on 12:30 a.m. KHAS, and Friday and Saturday's games are also on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. We've got our winner. Arizona State is the number one team in the country. We do have a winner for the tickets, 1-888-455-ESPN. 455-ESPN. We'll let you know who the winner is, Derek.
Yeah, Bob from Gibbon knew it. Arizona State, 23-5.
And a baby, Bob. Here's your final update here before we wrap the show up on the Masters. Tim Clark and Ross Fisher are 4 under par playing the 18th hole. Kevin Sutherland and Angel Cabrera are 3 under par. Sutherland's on 18. Cabrera has just turned onto the front, onto the back nine. Marcus Tsang, Katayama, Norman, Watney, Longer, Rose, Mize, and Graham McDowell are all at 2 under. Jimenez, Westwood, Stenson, Harrington, Ogilvy, Furyk are among those that are currently at 1 under par at the Masters at this time. Vijay Singh is at even par. Vijaygas is just getting underway. He is even through 7. And Phil Mickelson also now at 1 under par. Well, that's going to wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show today. We want to thank Joe DeMeo from Fantasy Players Edge for joining us on the program today to update you on your fantasy baseball team. Also want to thank Jason Sobel from ESPN.com joining us in the early segment of the show to talk about the Masters as he was live from Augusta this morning as things are underway. If you missed either one of those interviews or anything on the Doug and Daddy Show from earlier this week, like yesterday's talk with the new Tri-City Storm head coach or Steve Stewart from the Royals, Tuesday we had Augie Garrido on, head baseball coach at Texas. We talked about the state volleyball tournament moving to Grand Island on Monday. You can always go to the ESPNSuperstation.com Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and the Loft. Always a good time when you enjoy a beverage with your friends at Cunningham's Journal and the Loft. And we can't wait for the Outback to get open when the weather gets a little bit nicer. Just go to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the podcast, and while you're there, vote on our poll question of the day. What are you more fired up about this week, Major League Baseball opening or Masters? Tomorrow, Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook gives us a little spring recap. We'll talk to him tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.